With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
What the hell is going on this road trip? And what is going... Because we had Brian Scalbrini on Friday, and I asked him... I said, "Hey, is there a, what can we get for Andre Drummond here?" And he said, "Nothing."
Did he laugh?
He laughed. Yes, he laughed. He's like, "Buyout. That's it." And we were like, "Whoa! Like nothing, nothing at all." Now we're hearing that there's a couple of conversations going on, but this thing is coming to a head very, very quickly here on this West Coast trip. They're not just losing games. I mean, they're getting worked over. You got Colin Sexton getting into it with Jared Allen. There's some rough stuff going on here.
They got destroyed the other night by the Clippers, everybody but their two best players, because Kawhi, Paul George were out last night. The Warriors basically sat a bunch of their guys in the fourth quarter, and it was still blowout city against guys you've never even heard of. This isn't exactly, you know, Clay and Steph and Kevin Durant. And so they right now, over the last month, they're the worst team of the NBA. They have lost 8 in a row. They've lost 12 of the last 14. I looked up some of the advanced numbers. Kenny, I know you love when I do a deep dive into the advanced numbers.
Basketball, I like it when you do that.
Offensively, yeah. They're the worst team in the NBA by a number of factors. Defensively, remember that was their calling card when they had Larry Nance in there, and him being out has been a huge, devastating blow to that team, believe it or not, and also having Drummond just not care to then being benched. They now all of a sudden are 25 out of 30th in defensive teams, so in the league. So they're one of the worst teams overall, and this thing is careening towards a bad place. And this thing can spiral quickly, because it was just a month ago, Kenny, that I was at a Cavs game that they won where they were chanting MVP for Andre Drummond.
You sure that wasn't done? Because we're pretty good at sarcasm around here.
It wasn't sarcasm. He was dominating.
Anyway, let me ask you this, because if it's norm, I thought we might, because I was asked this question by a friend of mine, and I did say, I go, listen, they got the West Coast swing coming up in February. I'm happy with what they're doing right now. I hope this carries over, but I don't think it's going to carry over. I think there's a lot of natural warts here that will eventually bubble to the surface that we're going to have to talk about. I'm okay. I got to tell you, I am actually okay with things being natural, because you're just not that good of a basketball team yet, and there are things you have to iron out, and I've not really always been sold on Kobe Altman. I think we've made that opinion pretty clear. I'm not rooting against the guy whatsoever, but I've had lukewarm feelings towards him as a general manager. Is this natural, or is this even worse than what was to be expected? Because, you know, once you get to that real swoon part of the season, this right here was going to be the test for them.
The issue is they get off to a great start. They really did, and they were playing so hard, and they were basically going the opposite direction of the rest of the NBA, and this is probably why people would warn you, that's why you don't do that. That's why you're supposed to exploit the inefficiencies in the right direction. This, they actually went the opposite way, but it won them some games. They decided they were going to be the biggest team in the league, and there were a lot of feel-good vibes. It really is unbelievable, dumb luck, whatever, that everything coincided with the fact that Colin Sexton was playing those good games. He had the huge back-to-back games against the Brooklyn Nets when everybody was watching to see Brooklyn in their big three. And then he wrote the Players Tribune piece. The Cavs have arrived was basically the premise there.
Gosh, and we should read that.
We should read. It's very
sad. We should
do
an on-air reading of that.
It's very sad because they look to be, once again, rudderless, and the Cavs team without LeBron. And as we know, over the last 20 years, a Cavs team without LeBron is one of the worst teams, if not the worst team of the NBA.
Well, now I got, see. This is the test of Colin Sexton. I'm serious about this because you know that he and Jared Allen got into it last night. We'll have audio of that coming up later as well. But this is going to be the test to him. Can he be that leader to get in people's business and to get them right? Like, things went well. He was, when you look at a guy like Jared Allen who was in Brooklyn, you were on a team that was expected to do some fun things and was expected to compete for a championship, and now you're in, I hate to say it, man, you're in one of the dregs of the NBA right now, and you're the only one that can help build that thing back up and take that thing over. So Colin Sexton has to be able to push him to that level if they're going to be a part of a nucleus that has some sort of competition for the future. Go ahead.
Just real quick, the Jared Allen thing, that was a great move by Kobe Altman, but they're just, right now, they're just not a lot of great moves out there. And you look at this team, the Drummond thing turned out, that was a flyer, but it ended up sabotaging the team. And you have to think about those kind of things. The other trades that they have made, and you look, Jordan Clarkson goes for 40 last night. Hits 8 threes for the Utah Jazz, and he is a huge player off the bench for them. You could use a guy like that. This team has no backup point guard, and they're asking Colin Sexton to be a superstar when he's not even necessarily an all-star yet. There's just not a lot of hope right now on this team right now, and they're right back to where they probably should have been all along, which is not tanking necessarily because you don't need to tank, and tanking hasn't really done them any good the last few years. They've been unlucky the last few years, but they've got a roster that is set to make a run at a big-time player in a loaded draft. That's essentially what's going to happen here.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, I'm all in on 2021. That means I am more than willing to bring this fella in. All that and Lima Likes coming up next, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.